new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
JC, I can already understand why you swiped right on Breck on Tinder.
He's cute, yeah?
Yes, with a name like Breck, I can only imagine.
JC, just so you know, we've been talking about this with your whole scenario, and honestly, Miguel is just wowed by the name Breck. So I'm glad you swiped right on that B on Tinder.
I love it. So tell me about the date and what was it like with Breck?
So, you know, we were going back and forth for about a week, and he invited me to stay with him in St. Pete for a weekend. It seemed really spontaneous, and I did it. So we stayed at the Postcard Inn.
Nice.
And yeah, and we didn't leave the room much.
So it was a very... Yes! Come on, Brett!
Oh, my gosh.
Yes!
Okay, well, this is all fine and good, but JC's on the phone for a reason.
Oh, that's true, I
guess. She hasn't heard from Brett.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I thought we had a great weekend, but now I can't get a hold of him. And I'm wondering what went wrong.
So I'm curious, how did the weekend end? I mean, after you're posted up on St. Pete Beach.
Literally at the Postcard Inn.
Seriously. I mean, how did things go? Like at the end, was it awkward or were y'all like, bye, smooches?
No, it was great. You know, I thought we left things open and he said, I'll give you a call. And I've never heard from him.
All right. Well, we need to figure out why Breck has blown you off, because I just can't imagine he would be such a rude guy.
Oh, like, you can't? Breck doesn't sound like possibly a roguish name to you?
No, with a name like Breck, he's a sweet guy. His phone got turned off.
No way. A name like Breck? I'm in JC's camp. Like, this man, there's something shady going on.
Well, let's figure it out. We'll try to get Breck on the phone in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
The Miguel Show.
JC met Breck on Tinder, then he invited her to a weekend on St. Pete Beach at the Postcard Inn, where they had some good, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
But she hasn't heard back from him after a passionate weekend. Are you ready for us to get him on the phone, JC?
Yes.
Okay, so JC, now while we're calling him, just make sure you stay quiet so that Miguel and I can try to figure out what's really going on with Breck, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Breck?
It is.
Hey, Breck. This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. I know this sounds really odd that two radio people are calling you, but this will be really quick, really painless, I promise.
We actually just have... Okay, first of all, Breck, Miguel is in love with your name, just so you know, to kind of put you at ease. Like, you already have the upper hand. But I'm calling because I have a mutual friend with you. Her name's JC, and she hasn't heard from you, and I'm just trying to figure out why. I mean, it sounds like you guys had a really great weekend together, and, you know, is there going to be something else that follows, like a second weekend or something? Because she'd like to see you again.
Well, we had a nice weekend together. You know, that's all it was. You know, we had a nice weekend, casual, and I mean, that was it.
So, okay. But why? Yeah, why just what you saying that's it? Like, is there a reason? Is that right. Is there?
Well, my wife, she gives me what we call a Tinder weekend every other month. So, you know, I get to explore, if you will.
Wait, you're married?
Breck, we have JC on the phone. Hold on, JC, before you go in. What's this Tinder open weekend? See what?
Yeah. Right. It's we don't like. She's totally fine with it. You know, we just once every other month she says I can go and, you know, see other people. It's just not a big deal.
I had no idea. He didn't have a ring.
That sounds very tawdry to have been a part of. I'm in JC's camp. Like, I don't know why that would not have somehow come up. I feel like that's a little shady.
Super shady. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of talking going on. You know what I mean?
That's not even... Okay, Breck, that's not even funny. Because it's one thing if you disclose what's happening, but for you to totally just use someone like that, that's ridiculous. And it's dangerous.
I don't think anybody was hurt. It was just like, you know, it was a free pass. I get a free pass, and it was a physical thing, and it was we had a great time, and I'm really sorry she's angry, but I just... I didn't think it was a big deal. You know, it's just, it's a lifestyle that I've adopted. And
okay, well, you need to let people know that they're a part of your lifestyle. You can't just rope people in like that. That's rude.
Can I just say that I knew the name Breck was shady?
I didn't expect to be in a relationship with JC. All we had was, we had sex for 2 days.
Oh.
A lot of sex. And listen, ladies of Tampa Bay, if you don't have a problem with what I do, hit me up on Tinder in mid-May.
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.